Welcome to the Geeks Attic. How's it going, guys? How's it going, Adam? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing good. We released another paper movies discussion today on the paper movies channel. You know?
Yeah.
Feels good.
Alien.
Yeah. Yeah. Jinx. Anyway. Yeah, I thought, you know what we got to do tonight? Haven't done a live stream in a couple weeks. We're going to talk about novelizations. Because we love novelizations, and we need to talk to people, tell everybody hi. Got this crazy novelization fascination going on, where we just have our lists that we make up of the books that we have, and the wish lists, the books that we want, and it's about to stretch about a mile long, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
See, it's insane. It's addicting. You know, we love movies, and then when you find out that they make books based off of the movies, you're like, well, I kind of want that. Most of the time, the covers are the posters of the film, so you get the movie and you get the movie poster all in a nice little compact book that you could keep on your bookshelf. You know, you throw them on a shelf and make them look decorative, and revisit the movies anytime you want when there's no power. So, and that's always
that
cool.
Is true. Yeah, yeah. It's like you get a deleted scenes also without having to pay for the extra features on the
exactly. Exactly. That's a good way to look at it. Right now we got Quality Autism. How's it going, Quality? We've got Rob D, we've got Small Time, we've got Tink. Hey, and we got Mad Machad. Hey everybody. We're gonna talk about some novelizations today. That's the subject. And then later on at the end, before we log out, if you guys want to talk about something else, then feel free to ask away. Mention stuff, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little rundown of our top three novelizations, our bottom three novelizations, the five most anticipated novelizations that we have or don't have that we want to read. When we have a book that we question ourselves, why do I have this novelization? And then we have our most prized novelization. And then the novelization that we just really want, the top one on our hit list or wish list that we really need. And I have one of my kids is screaming. I guess the brothers are fighting. Oh, well, they can get over it. Jeffrey Watson in the comments, and Rob D says, hey, guys, I'm reading Light of the Jedi. Cool. 4 out of 5 so far. So, guys, let's go ahead and dive into our top three novelizations. Adam, would you like to share one, and then we'll just alternate back and forth?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
We got Quality Autism saying Matthew's favorite novelization is Catwoman. Well, you shall see. You shall see. So, Adam, what is one of your top three novelizations?
Batman.
Ooh, Batman.
Yep. I remember you, before we started Paper Movies, you mentioning that that you saw Batman at one of the bookstores. I had to have it, so I had to go buy it. And I read this within like 2 or 3 days, and this actually was the very first book review I ever did on YouTube. So, and it was a good book.
Yeah. Who's the author? Go ahead and tell us who the author is. And
details. The novelization was by Craig Shaw Gardner, based on the story by Sam Hamm, and the screenplay by Sam Hamm and Warren Scarron, and the characters created by Bob Kane. Yeah, Bob Kane created Batman. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading that one in February and then doing a novelization discussion in, February. February. Okay, so one of my top three novelizations, believe it or not, we talked about it today, The Alien by Alan Dean Foster. Now, this one blew my mind. When we picked this to talk about on the Paper Movies channel, I thought, oh, great, Alien. Saw the movie once a long time ago. Don't really remember much of it. When I read the book, I was so fascinated with it. I was like, I got to rewatch the movie. Then when I watched the movie, I was like really disappointed. And I thought, I will never watch this film again. I'll just read the book again. It added so much to the film. So many missing pieces in the movie are here in the book. Alan Dean Foster did a fantastic job. And the name escapes me once again on who the director was of the film. Ridley Scott?
Oh, I think so.
Because it doesn't say it.
I can't remember either.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. Directed by Ridley Scott, right there on the back of the book. But story by Dan O'Bannon and Ronald Shusett, did a great job with Alien. I recommend you guys pick this up. If you're a fan of the film Alien and you haven't read the book, you definitely need to pick this up. You can find it everywhere at a decent price, and they still have it in print at the you know, go to Barnes & Noble. They might have it. So
yeah, they might. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Adam, what's your second pick? Ah!
I was trying to go based on like one of my personal favorites and one of my favorites that we did on Paper Movies.
Okay.
So yeah, I definitely agree. Great. It was it's a great read. Alan Dean Foster did a fantastic job writing this. And I even mentioned it in the discussion that the way he wrote it was like, you could believe that this was a book first before they had, before it was a movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, so far the comments here, we've got, we'll come back to the comments. We'll finish our top three. We've just got one more to talk about. Okay, my number one. No, we got two more each. Sorry. We'll get back to the comments after we finish each little section, see what you guys have to say. In the meantime, tell us what your favorite novelizations are that you have. My second favorite one, it's got to be Dragon Slayer. Another book that we read on Paper Movies channel.
Yeah.
It's just, it adds so much to the film. And my favorite part about it is it just adds so much of the lore. You know, we've got our main character who's the wizard and his apprentice. But we get more about wizardry from the past. Other names were dropped and you're like, oh, I want to know more about those people. So if I was to be able to write a novel about a film, it would have to be a prequel novel to Dragon Slayer, picking out names and just expanding on their name, their history, and all that stuff. It's just a great one by Waylon Drew. So
it was kind of the same for Alien for me. Like when you read it, it's like, wow, this feels like it should be a book before it was a film.
Yeah. I mean, so these things are just like Alien and Dragon Slayer, both just elevates so much of the story. You know, I mean, Dragon Slayer, one of my favorite movies of all time. When I read the book, blown away. It was like watching a whole new film. It was like watching a special edition or reading a special edition. I enjoyed it a lot more than the film. But Dragon Slayer, still, I've said it 1,000 times on the channel. The dragon from Dragon Slayer, best dragon that's ever hit the big screen, in my opinion.
It's a very creepy looking dragon. Yeah.
Yeah. Firmithrax Pejorative is the name of the dragon. Brilliant. So what's your next pick?
Well, we did cover it on Paper Movies. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Another good one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed reading it. It's a very easy read, very short read. Little weird stuff here and there, but
just a little bit.
Yeah. But it's a great read, and I'm intrigued to read the other two at some point soon. I keep getting a glare, so I'm just going to hold it right there. There we go.
There you go.
But yeah, looking forward to, like I said, reading the other two at some point soon. And yeah, but I really did enjoy reading Raiders of the Lost Ark. So
yeah, I mean, and they have a whole Indiana Jones expanded, I don't know what they call it, in the Indiana Jones world. I know we've talked about it here before, but they've got a whole expanded adventures.
I just bought a new book recently.
There you go. Look at that. So that's cool. You could throw those on your Indiana Jones shelf or the novelizations shelf, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I got all the novelizations and three of the expanded universe. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so for my third pick, this is where I kind of twisted the rules and, you know, mixed it up a little bit. It's not really considered a novelization, but it is a movie tie-in. It was designed for the film when it was released. Not a very good film, and people are probably going to laugh when they hear what I'm about to say here, but it's the official movie prequel to Warcraft. called Dorotan. It's written by Christy Golden. The story by Duncan Jones. This was a fantastic book. So much better than the film. It was great. I highly recommend that you read this one if you're a fan of fantasy. I mean, if you like Warcraft, then yeah, you can read this, but just as a film prequel, this thing was incredible. And
nice.
The novelization to the film, nah, but this, absolutely incredible.
So nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Highly recommended. But let's go see what you guys are saying over here before we move on to the the next subject. Let's see. Madam Chad was referring to Quality Autism's Catwoman remark. Says, oh, yes, the cinematic masterpiece Catwoman. Quality Autism says, Bob Kane created Batman. Bill Finger has entered the chat. Bob Kane created Batwoman. Bill Finger. I don't get it. But anyway, Madam Chad says, yes, Ridley Scott directed Alien. I'm just going to start putting these things up here. Alien, they have it in print. They just don't pay Alan Dean Foster a cent. Yeah, that's pretty sad. There's controversy going on.
I actually just bought a couple of new novelizations that were by Alan Dean Foster just to try to help support. You know?
Yeah, we needed to get. Yeah, remember to do that. I know he did books that aren't novelizations that we could be out there purchasing and reading. So, Rob D, I only have the Alien film novelization. Enjoyed it. I learned the names of all the characters from it. Was disappointed the space jockey wasn't in it, though. Yeah. Quality Autism. My favorite three are Dragon Slayer, Alien, and Revenge of the Sith.
Nice.
Hey, Quality Autism, I'm curious. Did you read... You read Dragon Slayer after we mentioned it. You did it for the paper movies thing, correct? Or did you already have it? I can't remember. Rob D says he's talking to Quality Autism. Bob Kane definitely took all the credit. I've never even heard of Bill Finger until just now. Neither have I. But also good ones, Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, and The Thing. Lack of Spider-Man hurts, says Mad Machad.
It's definitely up there, Mad Machad. It's definitely up there.
Just kidding. Great picks, guys. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to move on to... we already did top three. Oh, and Quality said he did read Dragon Slayer for the stream and don't regret it. Good. That's what we want to do is introduce people to new stuff and people introduce new stuff to us so we can pick it out. Bottom three novelizations. Okay. Adam, you went first last time. I'll go ahead and jump on so you can finish this one out. I'm sure we're probably going to have one of these here. And I blame the third host of favorite movies for this one. But The Predator?
That was mine too, so.
All right. So we've got The Predator from Christopher Golden and Mark Morris. Awful. Cool cover. I like the cover. It's very, it reminds me of like an 80s movie poster. When you glance at it, when you look at it too closely, it kind of gets a little too cheesy. You got a spine hanging out of the Predator there.
I think I remember. I actually rewatched some of the paper movies episodes. I gave that movie or that novelization a D-, but I think after watching the film on Jeremy's channel, I may have like, okay, F, you know.
that was bad.
Yeah. That was mine too. So if you want to go ahead and do your next one.
Okay. Next, funny, I already mentioned this one, but the official novelization to Warcraft. Also from Chris, Christy Golden also did this one, who also wrote Durotan. Fantastic. This was garbage. Not a single thing was different from the film. Nothing added, nothing taken away. Loaded with typos. It was awful. Just film to print without being edited. Awful book. I prefer the movie because you get to see the visuals, which were mostly cool. But this was a garbage novelization. Very disappointing. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yep.
Well, my next pick, I'm only picking because out of all the novelizations that I've read so far, this one was definitely one of my least favorite ones. But the book itself was not, I'm going to stress that, was not terrible. Like, you know, cast it into a pit of fire type terrible. It was just a little disappointing, but it was Gremlins.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. But But like I said, it's not that it's like terrible. It's just like out of all the books that I've read so far, it's definitely in the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also when you read certain things, for me, especially, like I'll read it, I'll either like something or I'll not like it. But then when it sits up there for a while, time goes by, your mind changes a little bit. You start to shift in maybe either what you remember from it, or you're just thinking like, yeah, that it just wasn't that great, or it got better with time. Gremlins has definitely gotten a little bit worse with me in the past. It's only been a month. It's gotten worse.
I mean, I've only seen the film once a long time ago, and but after reading, I'm just like, I was actually wanting to rewatch it, but then after I finished, I'm just like, I think I'll, you know, I'm good for now, but I'll still probably rewatch it at some point.
Yeah, yeah, I needed to rewatch it too, but I just never got around to it, and I'm sure the film is better than the book was.
Right.
So, I guess my last one here.
Oh wait, drum roll! I think I know what it is.
Do you?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody's
too loud. I'm just banging it on the.
Actually, everybody requests. We had some people request it in the chat to kick it or stomp it again. Yeah.
I'll just gonna wipe my rear end with it. awful book. I do have a review of this one posted on the channel. It's like 40 seconds. It's also on Amazon, which we discovered in one of our previous streams where we went and read comments, like comments on books. And mine was on there with just kicking the book. It's still, sadly, in decent shape. Yeah, it's a novelization by New York Times bestselling author Nancy Holder.
Well, I know how to fix that. I come over. Yeah, just like pull. Yeah. Be funny if someone in the background was like, ow!
Ow! Yeah, the other me. My clone. He sleeps up here. Oh. So. You have one more? Or did we duplicated one?
Well, yeah, the problem is, like I said, again, it's not a terrible novelization. It's just out of all the ones that I've read, it's definitely not at the top. So I'm going to probably go with do a tie on this one. It's between these two, Sleepy Hollow and Batman Returns.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Do the little substitute instead of Predator. You got those two.
Yeah. It's just like, we'll see with Batman Returns. Like I like the movie. And, you know, I did think this was good. It was weaker than the first Batman novelization, and it still had all the weird plot holes and stuff from the film and everything. And this was just, it was an easy read. It was just like, there wasn't really anything too special about it. It was like 150 pages. So maybe like one extra scene, but other than that, just nothing really special about it.
Okay. Yeah. You just recently did that. Batman Returns.
I did. I gave it a B-, I believe. But it was just definitely wasn't as strong as the first one. But it took me like 4 hours to read it just because it was an easy read. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go to the comment section real quick. Quality Autism says to burn it with fire, referring to the Predator novelization. Yeah, he had to suffer through that one with us. So bad. I still haven't seen this movie. Also, I think he's referring to the Predator as well. That or the Warcraft. It's got to be Predator because the next comment says, I think my dad started watching the Predator about a month ago. He changed the channel after about 15 minutes. Wise. So bad. My prediction of Matthew's least favorite is the Ghostbusters reboot. Nailed it. Matthew needs to stomp that book again.
He probably will after this stream.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do like a little special edition. I threw it across the room.
Actually, Matthew, please do. You remember the opening scene from Ace Ventura where he's just like going and just banging it up against doing cartwheels all over it?
Yeah. I'll have to do something like that. I'm sure I could come up with some sort of little magical video.
Elbow drop it in the background.
Yeah. Bone saw. Bone saw is ready. throw the book at him.
Or just be like, I ran out of toilet paper, and just be like, hey.
Yeah, the toilet paper crisis. Don't have to worry about that. We've got the Ghostbusters novelization. And the Crystal Star. And Aftermath trilogy. So not sure if you guys are really into video games, but have you thought of reading video game tie-in novels? Halo, Gears of War, Mass Effect, and Dishonored have novels.
You know, go ahead.
I'm not really interested in doing that. I haven't played any of those games. So
there's actually a couple of video game novelizations that I've seen recently. I was thinking about collecting. One was the novelization to Batman Arkham Knight, and another one was for another Batman game, Rise of Sinsu. Out of both of those, I'd probably read Arkham Knight just because hoping it had like a more ending that made a little bit more sense than the first one, because it kind of ends like with you going like, wait, what happened now? Like, what? I have questions, you know?
Yeah, I did play that Batman Arkham Asylum or Knight, whatever. Both
Arkham,
of those.
Yeah, I think you said Arkham Knight or Arkham Asylum and Arkham City.
Okay. Bam Chad, he knew it. The Ghostbusters. And yes, Rob, Halo Fall of Reach. Let's go. Quality Autism. I need to make a best of video of Matthew destroying the Ghostbusters novel. Yeah, I can give you some. Plenty of footage for that one. Called the Autism. The only good thing about the Ghostbusters novel is that it's very robust. It holds together very well.
Yeah, but even though those are like my bottom three, those are definitely not. I definitely know that in my collection, like there's that list is probably going to change soon because I definitely have like some books that I got recently that were two not so great films. So yeah, list might change. I'm just going by the ones I read. So.
Equality Autism says, I recently bought novelizations of Assassin's Creed games.
I've always were intrigued to try playing that game. I just never got around to it.
Yeah, me neither. Neither is Equality Autism. Never played the games, but the books sound interesting. Okay. Mammoth Chat says, I remember enjoying some of the Assassin's Creed books. Well, I'd have to give that a shot one of these days.
I know they made a movie of it, but I didn't hear the movie was that great.
Yeah, I heard the same. Okay, so, guys in the comments, put in your five most anticipated novelizations that you would like to read or like to own. Because that's what we're going to do now. We're going to go ahead and do our top five most anticipated that we have in our library of what we would like to read. Whether it's going to be in the paper movies discussions, book club picks or not, here are our choices. And want me to go ahead and go first there?
Yeah, I'm still looking for one.
Okay. This one is the explosive new film from Universal Pictures starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, Time Cop. Never seen the movie. In fact, yeah, I've never seen the movie and I probably will never see the movie. But I would like to read the book. The cover just looks interesting. Very sci-fi. Which sci-fi is always like iffy for me. But looks like a short, easy read. And it's a novel by S.D. Perry. So, yeah. Time Cop. I want to read that. Out of the 125 novelizations that I have, that's one of my most anticipated.
Well, my first one is going to be kind of a collection of all of novelizations that are part of the same overall story franchise. Mm-hmm. I said on my channel update recently, I'm going to do the Star Wars reviews for my channel this year. I'm going to start off with 4 through 6 and then go to 1 through 3. And I might do the Disney canon sequels at some point, but wanting to collect more Star Wars, and I got some new books, but yeah, going to start reading those soon. So those are my ones I'm excited about.
Okay. Just a quick question. Why did you want to read 4, 5, 6 and then 1, 2, 3?
Cause that was the,
just the release order.
Yeah. That was kind of like the order that we got them, kind of reliving that in book form.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Now this one, I don't think we've announced it, but I guess we're going to hear it here. It's been confirmed within the behind closed doors that we're going to be doing this one at some point this year. And I'm excited about it because I played the video game when I was a kid, and it was one of my favorite games, still one of my favorite games of all time. We have 007 GoldenEye.
Yep.
The James Bond based on the blockbuster film, screenplay by Michael France. So, yeah, I'm very excited about reading this one. Can't wait to dive into this one on the Paper Movies channel. Read it. Revisit the video game. First, I got to rebuy it. I don't know.
Gonna have a special guest on that one, but don't know if we're gonna spoil that yet.
Oh yeah. I wonder who. Did you get another one?
I do. Jaws 2.
Okay.
We were originally wanting to plan this for Paper Movies, but it's a little harder to find. But I've always intrigued to read it because I hear there's some different things than the film, and I think it has like maybe a different ending, it had an expanded ending, I guess. But looking forward to reading this one, and hopefully, you know, those rumors that I heard of it having a lot of expanded features are true.
Yeah, Jaws in space. I'm just kidding. Okay, so this one. I was lucky to find this one. I don't know how hard it is to find online, but I actually got it in the used bookstore a long time ago. It's from A.C.H. Smith. We have The Dark Crystal.
Oh, nice.
And this one is a very thin book. It's only, wow, does it hit 200 pages? No, 186 pages. So it's a very short one. I'm looking forward to reading this one one of these days. A Steven Spielberg novel of fantasy and a spellbinding. I was like, Spielberg, you know, because that's Jim Henson. Cool, creepy cover. And this one has been put into reprint. It's in a bigger format for some reason, but they redid this one. So you can still get this on shelves.
Nice.
Yep.
Very nice. I'm going to go ahead and read this one. I think we talked about maybe hopefully at some point doing it for Paper Movies, but I'm going to read Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heck
yes. If we do not do that on Paper Movies, we got to combine forces and do like an ultimate review crossover on your channel.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, especially since, you know, we're still planning to do the Last Ronin discussions. So
yep,
yeah.
Comic book. Yep.
Yeah. Going to do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original 90s one. And I was hoping that there was a novelization for the other two films, but I think if there are, they're only junior novelizations. So
Yep. It's funny because like I must have overlooked that one in my stack because that's one of my most anticipated reads too. When you have a lot of novelizations, you kind of skim over things and you forget what you have sometimes. Okay, so up next, this one is from Charles Edward Pogue. Very ugly cover, but it's Dragonheart.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember. Yep. I got you that. Yeah.
Yep, thank you. And yeah. I saw it one time, the film. Don't remember anything other than the fact that Sean Connery is in it. Well, his voice is in it.
Yeah, the dragon.
Yeah, but I want to revisit this, and I want to read it in book form. So,
yeah, I just got a copy of that, too, and my wife was very excited. She loves this movie. And she was actually saying, like, man, I might actually read this novelization. I'm just like, oh, you should be on our Paper Movies channel.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know there's like 5 movies now of Dragonheart. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think they're like good sequels. I think it's like Tremors, you know, when they just start making stuff.
Yeah. Like, I do remember seeing one of the sequels. Yeah.
Yeah. So just B films, I guess.
Well, I'm going to go with one that we are doing for Paper Movies. Well, I think I accidentally just spoiled it, but whoops. We're going to be doing Hook at one point.
Yes. Confirming stuff. Yep.
So we're going to do this sometime this year, but we'll announce that later. Whoops. Sorry.
Oh, no, man. I did it too with GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So,
I feel less, once you can do it once.
I feel less bad now, but yep, we're going to do Hook and Spy. I'm forgetting to read who they're by. This was written by Terry Brooks, based on the screenplay by Jim V. Hart and Malia Scotch Marmo, and screen story by Jim V. Hart and Nick Castle.
Hmm.
Yep, great film. Robin Williams did phenomenal in this film, and it's a classic.
Sure is. All right, my last one for the most anticipated. I love the film. They just announced that it's going to have a series on Disney Plus. Interesting. But it's by the author of Dragon Slayer, Weyland Drew. We have Willow.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the story by George Lucas, based on the screenplay by Bob Dolman. But yeah, the reason I'm excited about this, more so than, you know, George Lucas, okay, cool. But Weyland Drew, we saw what he did with Dragon Slayer. What did he do with Willow? So, fun fantasy. On the back, it says, the child, the prophecy, the power of magic. So, clearly George Lucas has had that sort of thing stuck in his mind for a while. So, yeah. Willow, from Weyland Drew. I actually have two copies of this with different covers. So,
nice. Well, again, my last one is, again, part of a series, its own universe. But since there's the big movie coming out this year, and I even mentioned it on my channel, I'm going to be doing Godzilla and Kong Skull Island.
Heck yeah.
I will not be doing King of the Monsters since we already discussed it on Paper Movies, but I've been wanting to read this one. And I actually do want to read this one because I saw your review on it, so.
Yeah, I read it, yeah. Not bad.
So, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Novelization for Godzilla is by Greg Cox, based on the screenplay by Max Borenstein, and story by David Callahan, and for Kong Skull Island over here, story by John Gattens and Dan Gilroy. Screenplay by Dan Gilroy and Max Borenstein, directed by Jordan Vogt Roberts. I'm sorry if I keep pronouncing these names. And the novelization was by Tim Levin.
Awesome. Well,
actually started reading Godzilla, actually. So
good. I need to go back and read that one because I, you know, read Kong Skull Island. We did Godzilla King of the Monsters. Now I need to do Godzilla. What if there's an audiobook?
There's not.
There's not. Okay. So I can't cheat. Let's go back and look at the...
I don't think there is anyways. I'll double check.
Okay. Let's go back and see what you guys were saying before we move on to our other two little sections. If I could find out where you guys were.
I think...
Oh, yeah, there we are. Man Machado was talking about the Assassin's Creed movie. He says that it was garbage. Called the Autism. Your most anticipated. License to Kill, Flash Gordon, Tron, Darkman, and THX 1138.
Actually,
I forgot that had a novelization.
Yeah, Rob D said he thought the movie, the rest of the Assassin's Creed movie, was boring too.
Okay. Mama Chad, want to read Spider-Man 2 and reread 3? Going to give Dragon Slayer a shot too. Yes, most definitely do Dragon Slayer. It's a quick read. It's short.
Yeah, and you can find them at like almost any used bookstore. Like I found like two copies of it today. So, fun fact, Mama Chad, Spider-Man 3 was actually the first novelization my wife read. She read it. She told me one day that she read it because she was so excited for the film. So, and she couldn't wait. So she bought it and read it.
Nice. Rob D says, I want to get all the Alien and Predator novelizations, though Predator never got a novelization. Prometheus was Japan only. Wow, I didn't know that Prometheus, Japan only? That's a weird one. Yeah, I think they did the most recent Alien novelization was Alien Covenant, which I never saw that film, but...
Me neither.
I need to get that. I need to put that on my wish list. But the Predators... I know they have Alien versus Predator. I'm pretty sure I saw that one available for sale. I'm curious, Rob, are you do you plan on reading all of the other Alien and Predator like expanded universe? Because I know they have a lot of books, and Adam just went to the bookstore and saw several of them, right?
Yeah, I did. And Jeremy's been doing reviews about them on his channel. So I saw Alien versus Predator Prey and a few others. I can't remember there's like three or four Alien versus Predator ones. I can't remember their subtitles, but yeah.
Bamba Chaz is Team Monk. I don't know. Rob D. I'm not going to pretend like I know when people are saying stuff. Sorry, man. Rob D says, what is one movie each of you wish had a novelization? We're actually going to be getting to that here soon.
Yeah.
Quality Autism says to Rob D, The Living Daylights 007. Okay. Don't waste your time with Alien Covenant. It's worse than Prometheus. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm a Chad. LOL, I got the SM3 novelization at Borders. Oh, Spider-Man 3 novelization at Borders after I watched the movie in theaters. My guilty pleasure movie. Okay.
I will say, I did rewatch that film recently, and I'm just like, you know, it's not an overall horrible movie. It just has a really bad ending. So.
Okay.
And you still haven't seen it yet, have you?
Which one?
Spider-Man 3.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Sure haven't. I need to rewatch Spider-Man after we did it on in November on the Paper Movies channel. Got to see, this one more comment before I move on to that next section there. Well, it's monkey, but it's a meme to say monkey.
Okay. Oh, was he like Team Kong or something? I was guessing.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go on to this section. Why do I have this novelization? Would you like to go first?
Well, yeah. I don't know why I bought it, but I bought the Catwoman novelization. But, you know, I don't know. I can't find it. I don't know who has it right now. So I feel sorry for that person that has it. But
you jerk. You did this to me. That's why this blasphemous piece is in my house.
At least it's not Ghostbusters 2016.
Is it, though? I mean, I guess Ghostbusters 2016, that would be like, yeah, that's number one trash. But this, now a Major Motion Warner Brothers Entertainment starring Halle Berry, Catwoman by Elizabeth Hand. What is this garbage? Why are you on my stream? You gave this to me. You're not my friend. Ugh. It's in like perfect condition too. What? Some weirdo bought this. No, some weirdo put their name in it and their phone number. Put their phone number in it. I should call them and say why did you have this book? And why did you put your name and your phone number in it?
I'll give you $5 to call that person right now.
That would be really funny. If hey, I'll just say the first name. Hey, Randall, I got your copy of Catwoman. Oh, gosh, that's so bad. This is the one book that I'm like, I look at my collection and I'm like, why? Why did Adam do this to me?
I know. You're just like, oh, nice book, nice book, nice book. I hate you, Adam. Nice book, nice book. Yeah. It's like
punishable by law. Fine, whatever. So what is your pick?
Well, I have a tie again. I can explain the first one, not the second one. But if it makes you feel any better, I punish myself for giving you Catwoman by buying Elektra. But I can explain why I have this one. I'm collecting all of the Marvel film novels that have novelizations, and I'm almost done. I have three more on the way. So,
okay.
But I bought this one today, and I can't explain why I have it, other than the fact that it's one of my mother-in-law's favorite films, Grease. It's a good film. I mean, I'm not a huge big fan of musicals. I've been in some musicals, but I just saw them just like, you know what? It's there. My mother-in-law likes it. I think she might get a gag out of it whenever I show it to her. But, and I mean, there's like, whenever I was opening, I was like, I wonder if there's like actual like songs, like
printed the lyrics. There.
Yeah. Nope. It's just, I'm kind of wondering, just like, it's like chapter two, they continue to sing Summer Lovin', you know, you know, but
wow. Yeah,
that's the one that these are the two that I'm just like, ugh.
Wow. That's pretty funny. So you're not going to collect all the DC novelizations?
I'm planning to. I'm at some point. I got quite a bit. I got all the Batman films, as far as I know. No, I don't want that. I'm not going to collect all the DC films. Never mind.
Okay. It's going to show up back at your house one of these days. You're like, how did that happen? Okay. Let's go to the comments. See what you guys been saying. Okay, there it is. Quality Autism says Bully Maguire is love, Bully Maguire is life. Talking about Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, that's turned into like a meme, like where we see like Tobey Maguire like dancing and he's about to fight Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon. I'm gonna skip ahead, but yes, Quality Autism, there is a novelization for Suicide Squad. Sorry.
Oh, cool. So what we could do is we could do a little like, hey, Quality Autism, what's your favorite novelization? Oh, it's Catwoman. Interesting. He says, oh boy, that cover.
You know, I'm kind of expecting Small Time somewhere. He's like, oh boy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Small Time bailed. Mamajad, that's hot. Oh, Rob B, I'm still on the fence about diving into the Alien Predator universe. I already have over 50 books. I'm in my backlog between Star Wars, Halo, and the classic literature. Yeah, 50 books in my backlog. I've got like a whole bookcase in my backlog. two of them. So Mamajad says, cinematic masterpiece. Top tier Kino. Someone wrote his number in it in case he lost it. I guess it's got his name and his phone number. That would be a really funny call.
I know. You get a voicemail that says, if you return Catwoman, I will kill you.
Yeah. Like the voice is disguised. Well, I guess it wouldn't be disguised because he put his first and last name in there.
Small but, time sit back. He's like, oh boy.
Okay.
Still yes. There. Okay.
So we could fix that one. Hey, Small Time, what do you think of this? Oh boy. That's hot. Oh man. Let's see here. Okay, you did the Suicide Squad. So Rob D, my wallet hates when I watch you guys. Every time I watch, I discover more books I want to buy. Yes, that's the problem. That is the problem.
If it makes you feel any better, Rob D, I felt the same way whenever I met Matthew. He's just like, oh man, like, just like, they have all these books. You should get these books. You got to build up your collection for paper movies. I have like now 116 novelizations, and that's not even the end of it.
It started off like we put our lists together. The guys, the paper movies, the hosts put a list together of like, okay, what do we have that we can read from? What can we pick from our lists that we all have to make it easier? And we'll pick books that are more accessible so everybody else can pick them up. When, you know, we pick them, my list was like 50. Adam's like, I got one. And then the next thing you know, he's like, guys, check this out. Like brings in like a box, you know, and he's like, look at all my novelizations. He's like 10 under me now. Caught up really fast. Caught up.
Yeah. The worst thing that people can give me is a Amazon gift card, because then I just keep ordering stuff and then things just keep coming and coming and coming. And I'm just like, ugh. Like, I ordered so many books when I was sick, and books are my medicine, okay?
Yeah, hey, me too. It's like, I'm so stressed out. I need to go to the bookstore. It's like, oh, again? Yeah,
dude. By the way, Rob D, I was going to also let you know, these guys hate me because being the one that's probably the least experienced in film novelizations out of Matthew and Jeremy, like, every time I, like, go to the bookstore, I'm just like, hey, guys, check this out. Like, how rare is this? They're like, like, I need that. Buy me that.
You know? Yeah. It's like every single time he's like, what's this one? He's like, oh, you better get that. you better get that now.
I know. It's just like, is the Blob rare? You know?
Oh yeah. He's got a first edition Blob for free. They're like, oh yeah, you could have it. It's like, it's like $100 on eBay for like a really crappy. Does it have his address in it too? No, it does not have his address. This is his phone number, but I could probably find his address with his phone number. Internet's a creepy place. Rhonda, you found my Catwoman novelization. If that's the case, keep it, please. Yeah, it would have been funny to say too. It's a sticker. Maybe it's a print that he put on somebody.
Catwoman now became a chainmail type thing.
Yeah, it would be funny. Okay, let's move on to our other section here. It's your most prized novelization. I have two, but I just brought one. But you go ahead.
Well, I mean, I already showed the Blob just because it's probably one of the rare ones that I found. But if I'm going to go with my most prized, I didn't know it had a novelization. When I saw that it did, I was so happy. And like, no other bookstore that I've been to so far has it. So I'm very happy. And I remember liking the film when I was a kid. I need to rewatch it because it's on Disney Plus. And the cover is amazing. We got The Rocketeer.
That's awesome. Looks like it's in really good shape, too.
Yeah, it was actually in great shape. It's a little bright, but, you know, it's got very little damage on it. But I love this cover. It's kind of has that hint of, like, the like classic superhero age type thing, like something from The Incredibles or something. But
yeah, it's very Art Deco.
Yeah, had a great cast too. Had Jennifer Connelly from Labyrinth, and she was also in the Hulk film. We had Timothy Dalton. He was the villain, actor that played James Bond. And
would you look at that?
What? Oh yeah,
just being stupid. But yeah, that's really cool. And I didn't know they had a novelization for that either until you said something, which that's the thing that we keep discovering is like, does this have a novelization? Oh, wow, it does. Or actually, it was a book first, which is really disappointing. But I'll go pick mine up and then we can talk more about that situation. I was going to pick up my Star Wars book, the original concept art with from Ralph McQuarrie. It was a first print. First edition, it had, you know, like I said, that cool cover art. I found it for 99 cents, probably a typo when they put it on the shelf, because all over the internet, it's like $100, at least at the time when I was searching for it. After I found it, I was like, how much is this thing worth? $100, nothing less than $100. And yeah, 99 cents. So I think they might have meant to put $99, but forgot to put the decimal behind the 99. I don't know, but this is the one, the thing. It's hard to find.
Yeah, I always look for that every time I go to a bookstore. It's just like, ooh, Foster. Do they have it? Like, dang it.
Yeah. The Thing by Alan Dean Foster, based on the screenplay by Bill Lancaster. So it makes me wonder, like, how good is this? Alan Dean Foster did Alien, knocked it out of the park. What's this one like? Is it going to be the same thing? It's going to be really cool. I mean, man is the warmest place to hide. Creepy film. What's cool about this is when I got it, I paid $25 for this.
And yeah, it hasn't left the package since.
Nope, I have not taken it out. It's got like a little bit of wear, obviously, but for $25, I don't care. I would have paid $25 if this was just ripped off, you know, because you can't find it anywhere cheap. It's expensive. I got lucky. Got real lucky, but yeah, The Thing, my most prized book. So let's check out the comments again. If I could
see, I think it started with quality. Yep, that's it.
Adam will be the first of you guys to get all Halloween novelizations, probably so.
I don't know. You guys already have the Halloween one we did on Paper Movies. I don't even own that one.
So. No, that's true. But the other ones, you know that if you found Halloween 1 through 3 for $5, you're going to buy it.
I know. And then I'm going to be like taking a picture like, okay, guys, who wants to be my best friend?
For sale for $75. But that's still too cheap, I guess.
I'll sell it on eBay for $80. Be like, but for you guys, I'll give it to the all-time low price of $79.99.
99 cents. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's Halloween stuff would be awesome to find.
Yeah, actually, one of the our subscribers to the Paper Movies Facebook page, he actually posted, he actually bought it. Said it cost him a lot of money, but he said he was like, he was happy to find it.
Yeah, all three of them.
Yeah, that's right. All three of them. Yeah.
We got a good deal. So you lucky, lucky dog. Mama Chad, isn't that Rocketeer cover by Alex Ross?
I don't know. I'll actually look that up. It does have the Alex Ross kind of vibe to it here. I actually see another comment about Kingdom Come, but yeah, see, very similar art style.
Does it have an artist like on the back or on the first page or anything?
Well, let me see here.
Sometimes they do that. Sometimes they don't. They like cover art by. Yeah, that might be a newer book thing.
I don't see it. Maybe it's maybe it might be in.
Maybe the back. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
We have Rob D says, talking to Mad Machad, if Alex Ross is the Kingdom Come artist, it's probably because that Rocketeer cover looks like Kingdom Come. That quality. I enjoys the thing very much. Did you read? Do you have the book quality?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Go Germany.
Go Germany. Okay. So we've got the novelization that we must have. And there's going to be two parts to this one. Basically, it's like, what are, Adam, what are three novelizations that are like at the top of your priority? Like, this, I've got to get this. Of course, when we go and we find things, we're like, it's not on my wish list, but I want it. So you buy it anyway. But what are the ones that, like, if you see it, if it's $25, that you'll buy?
Mm. Before I answer that, see you later, Quality Autism. Thanks for joining us.
Always heading out. Thank you, Quality.
Yeah. If I see it, excuse me. Well, that's hard. That's really hard. Right now, I would say I'm looking for the Back to the Future novelizations.
Okay.
I saw those in the bookstore. I had them in my hand, but I'm like, yeah, I'll come back and get it. And I think you bought it, actually. You went to that same. Yeah. You went to that. It may have been Back to the Future, too.
It might have been.
And I think you went to that same bookstore and was like, oh, hey, look at this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Yeah, I think I know that on my wish list, I want to collect the Back to the Future ones. But yeah. But that was a tie, but for the one that I really want right now, and I'm willing to pay the $15 it's going to cost with shipping and everything, I'm going to pre-order the Godzilla versus Kong novelization that's coming out in May.
Yes. Yeah. I want that one too. That'd be a fun one. I need to read Godzilla before that one comes out. That way I could be caught up in all the books, you know? So,
same with Godzilla and Kong. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the novelizations that I really want, so very bad, is the Blues Brothers, which it was on eBay at a decent price, but I just couldn't do it at the time. I already spent too much money on other things, other books. That's the thing that sucks. It's like, oh, I'm going to save up and get that book for when it comes on at a decent price. But then you get carried away and you're like, oh, but I could get 10 of these for the price of the one. It's a problem. But yeah, the Blues Brothers, I want that one a lot. We already mentioned Halloween. I would like to have those. Oh, there's just so many. I wish I had my list up to look. I'm scared to open it up, though. Things might slow down. I'm going to open up my list. I don't care. If we drop, then we'll get back on, right? I've got it up. I've got our wish list up. I think. Did it freeze? No, here we go. Okay. Yeah, I've got so many novelizations here that I want. Jaws the Revenge. I need that one. Definitely need to get that one.
Boop.
You've got that, yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. I want the Goonies.
Oh, they have a one of the Goonies?
Mm-hmm. I want that one. And let's see. Man, there's just so many. I have, like, on my wish list highlighted in blue, the ones that I really like to have over all the other ones. Friday the 13th.
I have one more that I wish had a novelization. You mentioned the Goonies. I wish that it's from the 80s. I wish the film The Monster Squad had a novelization.
Monster Squad?
Yeah, do you remember that one?
Mm-mm.
It's like the Goonies, but instead of like, it had like Dracula, the Wolfman, Frankenstein's monster, and it's about Dracula trying to find this amulet that could open up a wormhole and release creatures of the night and everything.
Hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, in like one that you thought you were almost going to make the purchase, Twister, that it's based in Oklahoma, tornadoes. They try to do some science behind it to see about, you know, predicting how these things can come about for the alert systems. Turns out it was already a book from Michael Crichton, and he's the guy that did Jurassic Park, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he also did Congo with those, you know, the monkeys and the creepy stuff. That was disappointing to me because I really liked Twister. Me and my sister saw that movie so many times. We lived on an Air Force base when we were kids and would walk to the theater that they had, and it was on all the time during the spring. We watched it so many times and come out and be a giant wall cloud. We're like, we got to run home.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when me and my wife on our honeymoon, we went to Universal Studios. They actually have a simulation that shows what it's supposed to be like in a like witnessing a tornado. And us being probably the only ones from Oklahoma, we were just like,
yeah,
like it's a little bit more drastic than this. And there's a lot in Oklahoma, there's a lot more people camped out watching it, but you know,
yeah, that's true. Oh, hey kids, you want to get in the car and go see if we can find it? Like, get in their house, get underground. People are weird, and it's sad sometimes. And like, it's scary during, I know we're getting off subject here for just a second with the Twister thing. It's like, it always happens around 3 o'clock, usually, when everything starts to get real heavy. And it's like, okay, guys, it might be getting bad. A lot of companies send people home from work, and then you get the gridlock, which is not good. City's all like in lock, you know, everybody's stuck on the roads, not getting to shelter. And just a couple of years ago, there was that F5 that went through, like sucked a woman and her baby out of the car.
Hmm.
Remember that?
I didn't remember that. I didn't hear about that.
Awful. Rob D says, the novelization I want is Man of Steel. Love the movie.
Oh.
Novelization I want that doesn't exist.
Got it right here.
Okay. The novelization that he wants that doesn't exist is Alita Battle Angel. There isn't a need for one because Alita is a manga or manga. Oh, okay. Hmm. The ride at Universal was fun. A shame they got rid of it.
Oh, they got rid of it? I didn't know that.
Got rid of it for Jimmy Fallon.
Why?
Crap, not that emoji.
No.
It's funny. But you know, another novelization that I want is Escape from New York. That'd be a neat one. I never saw the film, but I want that because it's John Carpenter.
I actually got a John Carpenter novelization today.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you have one that you want to show? I've got one that I just recently got that I could show.
Yeah, I'll show one, but I got a book haul coming, so
yeah,
I'll show
one. Yeah, same here. I don't want to give away too much of our goods for the other content.
Yeah, we'll consider this a special preview, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like novelizations. It's an addiction. It really is, and it's a shame when you read a book of a film that you really like and the book sucks. That's happened to me quite a few times.
What were you saying?
I was just telling everybody, it's like, it's novelizations are addicting. They're fun. It's fun to read the films that you love. And it sucks whenever the book is awful, but you love the film. So it's like, ugh, what a waste of time. Which you're going to get to one of those in the paper movies this year.
What?
I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but we have one that I think is awful. But we're reading it anyway.
All right. So I was at the store today. I'm shopping around, you know, doing some birthday shopping. And I found this and I sent it to Matthew. And he was just like, dude, buy it. And
oh, yes.
I only got it for $2 and I'm so happy. But I did not. I never played the video games that much or anything, but Mortal Kombat.
Yep, I want that one.
Apparently it's pricey online.
From what I saw, yep.
Yep. Does anyone else have this one? Or seen the film?
I want that one.
I just saw it and I'm just like, ooh. Huh, yep. I didn't know that it had a novelization.
It's funny when that happens. It's like the same with me. Like, I'm looking for a different novelization, like on eBay, and something pops up on the bottom. It's like, you may also like, it's like, I didn't know that existed. Like this one for me. I loved it when I was a kid. Stupid 90s action movie, I'm sure, but I enjoyed it. And I'm sure if I rewatch the film, it'd probably be garbage. But it's got John Travolta and Christian Slater in it. That's Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow, nice.
Yeah, they're like flying that stealth and it crashes. They're carrying nukes. Yeah. It's Broken Arrow's code for a lost nuclear weapon. So, yeah, that's one that I picked up.
I'll actually show one more and that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Broken Arrow by Jeff Rovin. Yo, I want that, Mad Machad. What do you want? Mortal Kombat or Broken Arrow? See, it's kind of funny how before the Twister ride, there was a Ghostbusters show at Universal at the same area. There's still parts of it at the park. Interesting. I did not know anything about a Ghostbusters at Universal Studios.
I saw a Blues Brothers show at Universal Studios once.
That's awesome. I remember when I went when I was little, they had the Blues Brothers car driving around.
That was it. They had this person playing the saxophone, and then like, and then all of a sudden, like you see their car, the Bluesmobile, come up, and then they start singing songs. Like they have a guy playing the harmonica and everything. It's great.
I'll read one. I recently picked up Halo: Shadows of Reach, and I picked up 4 of the out of print Star Wars Dark Horse omnibus books.
That's nice. Cool. Yeah. Nice. I think
Matt said, "Yo, I want that," and I was asking him what it was, and he said, "Stop motion video I'm making right now is also Mortal Kombat." Nice. That's really cool. It's that little clip that you released online, which looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see a finished product.
Well, I saw this at the bookstore yesterday. I put it on hold because I wasn't sure if I wanted it, but I'm like, well, it was in really good condition. It was just a little expensive. This is probably the most expensive novelization that I bought recently, but let me get the receipts and stuff out of it. But I've only seen the film once, a long time ago, a few years back, but I got Conan the Barbarian.
Nice. Yep.
It's in pretty good condition. It was $10. And it doesn't even look like it's been read. There's like no crease in the spine or anything.
Those are always really good finds. Probably, I'm going to assume those are like, when you find those, either the person, whoever owned it, bought it, just put it on a shelf and never read it, or collectors.
Collectors, you know? Or could be like, there are some people that like read it like this.
Yeah.
Like, and not even.
Yeah.
But the second one, and you already know about this, but you know, since you did have a birthday recently, I got a few others, but this is one that's been on your wish list. I got you Clash of the Titans.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Awesome. Happy late birthday.
Thank you. And happy birthday to you today.
No, thank you so much.
His back is going to hurt tomorrow.
I'm old. Yeah.
Climbing up there. No, but let's see. I already read that one. Small Time. I always wished Arnold had made a third Conan movie. I thought they were supposed to make another one. I never saw the first two.
I know they rebooted it at one point.
Mm. Yeah. I wonder if they had a they probably don't have a novelization for that one. So they had no need to have another one.
They had so many fun novelizations that I saw at the bookstore today. There's one that I don't know if I'll ever buy. They had Basic Instinct. Cue the oh boy, you know.
Oh boy.
they had. I thought it was a novelization, and I wanted it, but it was Forrest Gump. Like, oh wait, Forrest Gump was a book before it was a movie.
Yeah.
But I know that they have the novelization to the Tom Hanks film Big that I kind of want to get.
Well, they had it there.
They didn't have it there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's in my list. Highlighted in blue, meaning it's important.
I know you had that like tone and you were just like, they had it there and you have the audacity to come on my street.
No, it's funny. I need to go to that place. Yeah, and you have some, you need to do, Adam, you need to do a video, like a roundup collection. Like, okay, here's my collection so far.
Yeah,
novelizations.
I'm gonna do my next book haul, and my next book haul is gonna be more than just novelizations. I bought some other books recently.
Okay.
I'm gonna do all that, and then once I do that, I'm going to do a collection of all the novelizations.
Okay, yeah, because mine, I've done a couple of them, and I know that mine have changed. I took some books out that were actually not novelizations because some people like to remind you every time you talk about it that it's not a novelization. Which, like, I'm thankful for.
Yeah, I know. Funny novelization story, guys. Matthew and Jeremy were going kind of back and forth about like if there was a GoldenEye novelization. And Jeremy kept saying there was. And that very day, I kid you not, I went to the bookstore and I saw on the shelf. I'm just like, hey, guys, look. And then Matthew's like, it's like, I will trade you my Blade Runner novelization for that GoldenEye novelization. I'm like, okay, sure. But I eventually got my own copy. But then, like, after I made that trade, like, a few months later, Jeremy's like, Blade Runner's not a novelization. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, that's not. It's a book first. It's like, okay, fine. And then there's, like, I had a couple of them. I Am Legend, The Road, Seabiscuit. And you look at it, and you're like, wait a second. These were just novels that were already done and they just put the movie poster on it. That's disappointing. You know what? Speaking of, like, Small Time says, I wish Arnold had made a third Conan. I was thinking it'd be funny to have a novelization of Kindergarten Cop. I would want that. I wish they had that.
I've actually never seen it, but I've seen parts of it.
Really?
I've seen clips of it.
Okay. I loved that movie when I was a kid. Rob D, I wonder if there are any pointless novelizations, meaning novelizations of novels that were originally books. Like,
well,
imagine Harry Potter novelizations. I thought there was of Lord of the Rings, but I think it's the same case of just throwing on the movie poster.
I'm not going to say that it's pointless, Rob D, but there is Moonraker was actually written by Ian Fleming, the original novel. This is a novelization of the film. So it's kind of confusing because you're like, oh, well, I want the book Moonraker. We're like, well, this is the novelization to Moonraker, but it's not by Ian Fleming. So in a way, it's kind of...
It's like the novel or the novelization.
Yeah, and... like, and I know that sometimes for comic books, they make like novelized versions of comic books. Like, they have Batman Nightfall here and they have like Kingdom Come 2 and everything. So
yeah, I think Marvel's doing that now too. Novelizations of comic books. I have Civil War.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. I want that one. I actually ordered an X-Men one. So
yeah, it's cool.
There was... Yeah, and they have Batman No Man's Land novelization, and that's originally a comic, so.
It's not too much. Kindergarten Cop reference. It's not a tumor. That's good. That's a good one. Well, guys, I think that I was going to wrap it up here for tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Talk about novelizations. Looking forward to growing the paper movies novelization book club channel. We're going to be working behind the scenes to mix it up a little bit. We want to get more audience interaction over there, and how we can incorporate that in, because it's also a podcast.
Yeah.
Jeremy from, you know, Stupid Chainsaw Productions is responsible for putting it up on multiple podcast platforms, which is awesome. So if you don't like watching us talk, you can listen to us, but we kind of prefer you to watch it. But then it doesn't really matter, does it?
Also, can I go ahead and let them know the update we gave them the other day? Okay. If you're not on the Facebook page, I left a video saying that for the next, let's see if I can, I don't know where I put it. Oh, it's over here. Never mind. Okay. For our next month, when we discuss Batman, keep getting a glare. When we keep discussing Batman, yeah. If you guys own the book or are planning on getting the book, we want to know what you guys think. So we left an email in the comments of that video. It's papermovies@gmail.com or Google. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gmail.com, right?
Yep.
So email us what you guys thought of the book. Email us any questions you have about, like, what we thought of this, what we thought of that. Let us know what you guys think, and we'll read those out on the podcast. But we just ask, you know, keep them appropriate, and we just ask, please only, you know, ask about Batman, because we like the most, when we do these episodes, we like to focus on the book and not try to veer off into something else. So, yeah,
which is one reason why we stopped doing live streams. One, the holiday season came around, and it was like, you know, hectic. Everybody has a different schedule, and then comment section usually got filled up with like Star Wars conversation or just other random things. And we didn't want to lose focus because it was being recorded for podcast as well, for that novelization niche. You know what I mean? We got Star Wars. This is the primary here. The Geek's Attic is like the Star Wars content and other little random books and random live streams like this. But I wanted to show you guys something else too. You're gonna have to bear with me here while I get it set up.
So, how was your day?
There's something that I really want us to, for everybody else to really try to join if you can. Is join the Conversation Book Club on Goodreads. I've been working on this one to try to get it filled out more. Let me see here. I'm gonna just move my screen around. So you'll find a little introduction video for now. This tells you what we are. The book, this is done today. This will go away on the finishing date is January 31st. I just put that up there because, you know, it's just Goodreads is still kind of a new thing. I'm still trying to figure it all out. But it's a cool social media platform, and I would love us to start utilizing this. And we've got a couple people that have joined down here. I want to get that number up a lot higher. And then we have the upcoming novels over here. And with Goodreads, you can track what you're reading, books that you want to read, books that you've read in the past, and mark your progress on the books that you're reading. Like, you know, with the books that I'm reading right now, it'll show you, you enter your page number, you're 45% complete. So that way you'll know in your head, and other people can see it, your friends and whoever can see how far along you are in the books. I've put up the Paper Movies 2021 schedule. So far it just has the first 4 months in there. And we've got a little feed here of what's your favorite novelization. Just a couple people, including myself, have said something in there. But yeah, it's fun. Here's like I got the bookshelf of 2020 that we've read, and you know, the upcoming books. It's gonna be fun. I want you guys to spread this out. Join. Accounts are free. It's not like a annoying like Facebook or Twitter or anything. It's just all about books. You can contact publishers and everything through here, and not publishers, authors. It's cool. And I plan on the future, we're going to be doing some challenges that we can get set up in here. There's little events. We're really wanting to blow up the paper movies.
Can I add something to what I was talking about earlier, Matthew?
Yeah.
If you do want to email us like a question or a comment about the book and you don't want us to read your real name aloud, that's totally fine. We'll respect your privacy. Just give us like a username, or if you're on here right now, you can just say, hey, this is Small Time, and or hey, Rob D or Mad with Chad or something like that. And like, if you just rather like just refer to you by your username, yeah, just let us know.
Oh yeah, that'd probably be a lot easier because, you know, a lot of you guys are here all the time. And if your name's like Rob D, if your name is really Tim, I'm not going to know that. It'd be more fun to be like Rob D. You know what I mean? Even like with Mad Machat, like I know who you are, but if you don't want other people to know who you are, we can stay with Mad Machat. So yeah, we want interaction, spread the word. We want to grow this thing. We want to have more special guests. You know, we've had Mad Machat on, we've had Quality Autism. We've got more planned, got a lot more planned, and I can't wait to dive into it. Even more. This is fun. It's a guaranteed 12 books a year that we're going to read. And it's fun. That's all I can say. It's fun. So before we finish off, this is Rob D says a bunch of the Alien EU novels are actually novelizations of Alien comics. Huh. Weird. But anyway, I had fun. Adam, thanks for joining me here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And we will see everybody. You guys go check out the paper movie stuff. I've got links to Adam's channel below and the paper movies channel and the Goodreads. The Goodreads link is down. Check it out. We're going to have a giveaway sometime soon. Whether the hosts all agree with it or not, I'm going to host one for the paper movies. And it's going to be fun. I think we got some cool stuff that you guys really need to look forward to. And just it's going to keep evolving into something that's just going to be fantastic.
I got, I'm hoping to, two reviews, by the end of this weekend. So
awesome.
On my channel. So
sweet, sweet. So guys, everybody have a good night and we will see you soon. Have a good one.